There's a phrase for it. Compassion fatigue. There's a limit to how much you can care. I support people. Drunks, drug addicts, people trying to get their lives back so that they can get the kids back. One guy, 50s, quiet, a good client. He didn't get into fights, didn't upset women or teenage girls. He just drank. A week ago, we had a cold snap, and he was found in a shed on the industrial estate, his hand frozen around a can of special. I don't know why the police guy had to tell me that. I looked at his records. There's a lot of St. Joseph's, St. Christopher's, Bernardo's. In between trying to get Pavel on a flight back to Poland, Mick back into work and Tina back on the pill, I call up the council. I'm sure he has no family, because there's a lot of that about. People pretending not to have any money just because they're too tight to pay. A service will be held at 9:30 in the morning. No headstone. I call up my client's one friend. I've got to be in Oxfam. If I'm not in Oxfam, I'll get into trouble. He's not my client. I tell him I see what I can do. I put a task in my Outlook. Tomorrow, I'm not calling the Gestapo up at DWP at 4:45. I'll be here till 6. I get in the car. I speed past Fields. I rearrange my two fasting days, not to be this day, not tomorrow either. I've got a team meeting and my line manager has just come back off long-term sick. Not this week, maybe next month. There is something wrong with my car. There has been something wrong with my car since before I bought it. It stops. Not another soul in sight. 6:15. I get home at 10. I get paid every month. Rent is paid every 4 weeks. On 7.25 an hour. That matters. After paying the AA and garage, I have no more overdraft left to over. The DWP do not believe the funeral will happen in the morning. It's a public health funeral. What's that? A funeral paid for by the local authority. Is there anything these people don't get us to pay for? Guy has 3 bank accounts, set up for him by different eager support workers. In one, there's 256, another, minus £50, another, £534.34. 500 quid. Shit, I close the tab. My rent is 400. Bills are 50. I mean, he is dead. Why didn't he ever remember? Why didn't he ever sit there, in the rain, when he was hungry, when he wanted another drink, and the light bulb would flash and he would remember? 500 bloody quid. I look through his records. I can't see who put it there. Just an anonymous photocopied scrap bit of paper with an account number and a sort code and 6785. And next to it written in clear friendly capitals, change me. I am the chief executor of his estate. No will, obviously. The job that should be for family. Divvying up the best china, the long coveted charm bracelet, the odd £100 here and there, in the hands of someone who saw him once, every 2 weeks for 8 months, of a long, long life. Do you know that if you die without a will in Cornwall, with no family to leave it to, it goes to Prince Charles? He spends it on fancy biscuits and homeopathic treatments or whatever. I get distracted trying to find a Lithuanian translator. I look up at the office. They still haven't fixed that bloody light. It's been flickering since Christmas. Everyone else has gone. It's 5:50-ish. The guy from legal has just sent through the letter of administration. One last job, then I can go home and sit in my dressing gown and hat. I fill in the form for the bank, for 2 accounts. I send off a copy of the death certificate, write to HMRC, DWP and the rest. 657-8956. 30-45-92. They're my numbers. I find a lighter on Jerry's desk. I stand out in the cold and look at the fields. It's bleak today. Blackening paper flickers down towards my fingers before I drop it and stamp it hurriedly. I breathe out.
Compassion Fatigue was written by Molly Sweeney, performed by Amy Jean Ward, and edited by Aidan Judd. Sound recording, design, and additional editing was conducted by Cordelia Galloway, and the music was Burning the Microwaves by Spinmeister. With special thanks to Darius G and Toby Dean, directed and produced for Podium.me by Cordelia Galloway.